Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffenden with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, February 10. New South Wales has changed COVID-19 rules to allow people to visit dying loved ones in hospital following weeks of public pressure. Under the updated guidelines, people can visit patients at the end of their life, those diagnosed with a life-threatening condition, or women who are giving birth. Visitors must be fully vaccinated or have a medical exemption, and access will be granted if it's beneficial to the patient's emotional or physical well-being. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has also told Sunrise density limits and mask restrictions may likely be scrapped as the February 27 deadline approaches.
As we approach that date, we'll be meeting to reassess that situation, but you can't have people come back into the CBD in circumstances where they've got to wear masks. There's no doubt about that. We've seen that over the last 2 years. We continue to monitor the situation, but we obviously want to bring life back to the CBD.
Queensland police have launched a murder investigation after a man was found dead following a suspicious house fire on the Gold Coast. Emergency services were called to a Coomera property around 11 p.m. last night after neighbours reported seeing smoke and fumes coming from a home. Once inside, they found a small fire and the body of a man who'd been badly burnt. A 38-year-old man was later located at a Redland Bay address, suffering burns to his face and limbs, and is assisting police with inquiries while being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And Samsung has unveiled a new range of devices at its Unpacked event held overnight. Its flagship Galaxy S22 phone comes in three models, including the S22, S22 Plus, and S22 Ultra, ranging in prices from $1,249 to $2,449. The tech giant also announced a new tablet, the Galaxy Tab S8, which also comes in three varieties, including the Ultra, which comes with a screen that measures a whopping 14.6 inches. The devices are available for pre-order now and go on sale from March 4. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.